listeners. Edward Jones is your digital doctor here.
Let's get serious. Let's not talk about songs. Let's get a little bit technical.
Do you want to say hello to your kids, or do you think your wife already got them out of the room after those?
What was it? Grade 3? What school did you go?
Grade 3, you see that stuff.
And what school was that?
Grade 3, you're not at the right.
I've never seen you a song like that either, by the way. Is it a male song or a female
thing,
song?
Is it? Okay, firstly, response from the internet offer last week. Yes, there are now more people on the net having a good time. And also, the thing I wanted to mention, we decided that for Triple R subscribers, we are actually giving an extra $20 worth of internet access to that offer we did last week. So for those people who subscribed but didn't put their Triple R subscriber number on the back of the envelope, better send it in, because you will get an extra $20 worth of free access.
Are you going to quickly reprise the offer?
What the offer was, well, it's finished now. It was only last week.
Right, well, that's the end of that.
For those people who subscribed, if you didn't put your Triple R subscriber number on the back, do so now and send that in, because you will get an extra $20 worth of free access. And every second user, in summary, is getting a free subscription. So it's a bargain. Anyway, so that's a great bonus for those who are Triple R subscribers. Now, the thing I wanted to talk a bit about tonight is maybe a little bit unusual for me. I don't usually review software and software products, but I think this one is important because it is going to change the way people use their computers and the way they use internet and communications generally. Now, collaborative computing is likely to become all the rage for business users in the near future, and that's what it's all about now. It's important for education because schools are wanting to teach by remote control, cut down staff and share as many staff as they can. Businesses want to do conferencing without actually travelling. Collaborative computing is set to become the solution to those sort of requirements. Now, there's a new product out, and this is the exciting stuff. It's what they call T130 compliant. Now, this is the first, I believe it's the first, package that actually complies to the standard for sharing applications over dial-up modems and over Ethernet connections. Now, what do we actually mean by that? The product actually offers you a whiteboard, like PC Paintbrush, where you can scribble and write freestyle text and all that kind of stuff. But the main purpose of collaborative computing is to share things like workbooks, and the package I'm talking about here is a package called FastSight. Allows you the sharing of workbooks, including documents and spreadsheets, between several users. So what you can actually do is you can send pictures and slideshows to other members of a group of interconnected computers, and perhaps even broadcast the presentation to a number of people, or work with perhaps students in far-off locations. We haven't actually tried it over an internet dial-up link, but we're hoping to do that shortly and actually see how well it performs. So people in remote locations for teaching, this could be a really great thing. Now, how does it actually work? A controlling workstation invites up to several other workstations into a bit of what you would call a computer conference, with graphics, text, spreadsheets, documents. And the people who are being summoned get a message on their machines asking if they want to join. Now, they might be already just sitting there, and they might get an unexpected message, or they may have been forewarned that they will be summoned at a certain time, and they can join the kind of computer conference. And then several users can, for example, edit the one document, for example, a contract which several solicitors might be working on, and they might be arguing
simultaneously.
They can
this is ugly
and exciting, actually.
So which versions are saved?
That's right. Well, the point is that the calling workstation, the controlling workstation, can actually stop people from changing, for example, documents and spreadsheets cells. But I've actually seen this working, and what you can actually do is the last person to type anything in a certain spreadsheet cells on the seashore, the actual last person to type anything will leave the text that the other people simultaneously see. As one person is typing, everybody else sees this. And this is the exciting part. So people can say, no, I don't like that, I'll just overwrite that. And other people can say, well, no, I won't let you overwrite that.
So it's like the system we talked about some weeks back, GroupPewter, except it's in applications.
I don't know about...
It's like a big local area network.
Oh, correct. That's right. And this is what this T130 compliance standard is all about. It's set to allow you to basically share any application, even those that aren't really designed for sharing over a network like
is there
that.
Is special enabling required for the software itself?
The software is basically a special thing in itself, and it has a protocol, the T130 protocol, that basically allows everybody to work on the one, say, document or whatever's in the workbook. It could be a document, it could be a spreadsheet or whatever. And it's quite fascinating to watch. I mean, it's not as uncoordinated as it might sound, because what you would normally do is you would have an audio conference perhaps over a number of telephones. Mm. So as people are speaking, they're also working on the document, like, for example, a contract, and they might be adding and removing clauses or changing certain wordings, or they might be talking about profit forecasting. So instead of sort of blindly talking over the telephone with your eyes closed, you can actually see what people are talking about. You can see the figures changing in real time. And as I say, the last person to type anything in a particular cell, you move to the cell, you click on your mouse, you can change a figure, or you can change some document text, and it automatically changes what the other people see as well. You can also send pictures across the line. You might say, well, I want to send this picture, perhaps a flow chart, or perhaps some kind of a graphic picture. We've actually done this, and surprisingly all the colours came out perfectly from a Windows 3.1 machine, mm-hmm. 3.1 machine, over Ethernet. Yeah. No, this is a picture, a BMP file. You send it over to over Ethernet to a Windows 95 machine running the FastSight software, and believe it or not, the colours actually came out right, the image came out right. No driver problems, no interaction problems. It's quite impressive actually to watch.
But it does depend on the sort of graphics configuration you've got in one of the participating computers.
Well, I guess it would. We didn't try to sort of knock down the colours to 16 colours on one of the machine and see how the pictures come out as. But the nice thing is that the picture did get received, the BMP got received, and we didn't specially reconfigure the FastSight package on the Windows 95 machine, for example. In fact, we didn't really reconfigure the Windows 95 machine specially at all. It just came out looking perfectly the first time. We also tried the scribble pads, some text work on top of the graphics, and the next thing that we want to actually try is doing a little bit of spreadsheet work and word processing work, and perhaps also over a dial-up. Me and my associates.
Ooh.
And my army.
So I think this is an important thing.
Expensive, right?
No, it's only a few hundred dollars, actually, per machine, and it all fits on three floppy disks. So the manual is very thin. You can work through it very quickly. And if people are interested in that product, I guess they could contact me on our homepage at mychronica.com.au. They could send an email to mychronica@mychronica.com.au, and I'd give anybody who's interested in that a little bit more information. But I think it's going to be an exciting thing that's up and coming now, this collaborative computing. And it allows you to do this work over dial-up links using modems with TCP/IP. I believe it also supports IPX, SPX, but I'll have to double-check that. We use TCP/IP and also Ethernet as well. We've only started using it last weekend, so it's still fairly new for me, but the initial impression is very good, and it looks very, very effective, and it also gives you the potential to apparently send video images just like you would your slideshows, etc., at perhaps one frame a second or two frames a second, so you could actually look at people's faces, whatever. Well, it's not really aimed for that, but just as an extra add-on, it offers you that facility too. So look out for that.
All right, fantastic, Edward. Thanks for that very large wad of information.
And next week we might talk about installing Netscape, dial-up Netscape, on Windows 95.
Yes, man, I like that as well.
And it works, and you don't need the Plus Pack.
Well, I tell you what, one thing you must not do is have the Norton file protection capabilities switch on for all file preservation when you install Netscape, because if you do, you have a situation where your hard disk churns away and your Norton dials all tell you that the amount of available hard disk on your hard disk is growing rapidly. Gosh. To the point where it vastly exceeds what you know is the physical maximum of your hard disk, and the only way out of it is to reboot, and it's a very ugly situation because you get lost class instructors everywhere, disaster.
Pour hot water on it.
Okay, well, I think we're bitten off more than we can choose this evening.
Indeed.